For 3 days, the parking lot of the Christ Kasebier Lutheran Church has been the staging area for the rescue. The church's front doors are just a few hundred yards from the towering drill that bored the escape passage. Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Broadcasting spent part of the day with a congregation that's been holding out for good news.
Kasebier Church member Harold Ankeny says it's fitting that the symbol of faith was in sight of a rescue officials call miraculous. Ankeny witnessed many mine tragedies when he worked the area's narrow coal seams in the early 1950s.
I sure have. In fact, I saw a flood and I saw an explosion in the coal mines, but I've never seen anything like this. I think prayer and faith in the Lord is what brought them through.
Lord, in your mercy. O God, these Passover days have reminded us of your presence. And what do 9 men trapped down in the mines have but the hope and the assurance of the presence of God within their life?
Pastor Dennis Dobler delivered a special morning sermon comparing the miners to some biblical figures who, in his words, were led by faith when there was no light. Dobler was among the area clergy ministering to families of the trapped miners as they held vigil day after day in a fire station in the nearby town of Sipesville. He spoke about their difficult wait.
At first, I think you minister by listening to what they have to say, what's on their mind, what are their concerns. And then to remind them of the presence of God, as God is present with us up here in our safety, God is also present with them down in the mines as well.
But Dobler's most difficult week turned joyous when Pennsylvania Governor Mark Schweiker gave word of success late last night.
All 9 are alive.
The families watched as their loved ones emerged one by one from a long, narrow escape capsule, weak, faces black with coal, but alive. Coal runs through the history of Somerset County, and generations of families have been intertwined with mining and its dangers. Dave Gontis kept vigil for his trapped friends. Gontis's father worked in neighboring Saxman Mine. That's the abandoned shaft the Q Creek miners punctured Wednesday night.
My father killed in that mines in 1946. He was killed by a rock come down, and he had his neck and his back broken. And he lived one day and he died. So we're generally mining family, mining community. We understand one thing, that when they go in a mine, it's a dangerous occupation. It's there. It's there all the time.
Mining is now a safer occupation, but recent safety records show tragedies are not just distant industrial history. Last year, 42 men died digging coal in this country. That's the third consecutive year mining fatalities have increased. Officials in Somerset say 9 men narrowly avoided joining this year's list of fatalities because rescue workers did everything right. But something clearly went wrong in the Q Creek mine Wednesday night. State and federal regulators promise a full investigation of the accident. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Young in Somerset County, Pennsylvania.